Hey everybody, aloha. We are on February, February 1st of 2022, and just enjoying the beautiful music of Kaulana Napua, which I still love to start the shows, and I wasn't really planning to do anything, but it did kind of occur to me to do something. Maybe I got that message yesterday, but whatever the deal is, here we are, and there is a lot of course, you know, it's really almost impossible to not talk about some things that are going on. There's a lot of things that are happening, and around the planet, a lot of people standing up for their, whatever you want to call it, their sovereignty, their light, bringing their light to a lot of things. And I'm not sure even what this show is about. What is this going to be about? And I don't even know what the message will be, but I do feel that it's very important to to stand up. And I think that was part of the message from the last time I did a KP Radio Hawaii show. You basically stand up, and it's not standing up for anyone else necessarily, but standing up for our own higher inner sovereignty, if you want to call it. And that's kind of the word that comes to mind right now, and we're just, a lot more people are finding this, we can do this, we can all stand up for that. And some people don't understand it, but it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter at all. We're just here to play the game and continue playing the game, and continuing to play this game of kind of winding up, the game of sort of an end game, I guess, and winding up the past timelines. And so we're on the timeline that we're playing these games, and you can view it however you want. But to me, it's really just this end game of all the timelines that we've gone through before are basically coming to a close, and it's like it's very much a deal where we each are seeing what we are here to help close out. Each is really seeing their role in whatever that role is. And in this piece, it's like we're each seeing what our role is. Now, I've got several things going on. Even though I tell you what, a lot of the things, yes, I do the blog, I do this, that's great, all that. However, it's kind of like, we're kind of like just seeing the things that are happening. We're just kind of seeing all the stuff go on, but we each are finding a role in this whole process. And personally, I don't try and figure these things out, with my brain or anything like that. It just feels I'm still feel I need to be here in this particular location, in the Midwest, and in this particular house, and just it is a comfortable position to be here, and right now it's just like, all right, we just accept it, and we just accept the it's like we accept those roles, and then we continue on. We accept those roles, and then we continue on. So, you know, to me, whatever that is, you know, we continue on. And I feel like I still can't watch. I still view things about the islands, and thanks to several people who sent me links or images of what they are doing. They've been doing a lot of energy work going on right now, and some of which I'm participating in and with. And there's a lot of these things that I can't explain right now, and I'm not going to put out there, but there's a lot of things that now I'm in a position that I can actually do things that I couldn't do before. So that's the one neat thing about being over here. There's a lot of energy going on, a lot of clearing out that's going on, a lot of things are being woke up, you know, a lot of things are being waked up, and it's kind of a, you know, when you're in a certain place and you know you've got to be there, well, we just be there, and that's what's going on for me. So, and everybody has their place, and I know there's of a lot of people who are out there, and they are perhaps in you know, what you might call uncomfortable places, you know, uncomfortable, you know, and it's oftentimes, and I can't say this place where I'm at right now, it's not always comfortable. Things are coming out. Sometimes I feel like there's energies I need to help clear from the house. There's sort of a stagnancy that's been here for a long, long time. And I know that I have to be here until that is cleared. And it's not all for myself. It's not for me. But a lot of it is, I feel like, you know, these things that are to be cleared out, is still, we're clearing stuck energies, and we may be in a variety of locations where these things have got stuck. And so, you know, you kind of become aware of them, and then, all right, do what needs to be done, or meditate on what needs to be done, get out the crystals, the salt, the sticks, the, you know, whatever it is, whatever needs to be done, the energy tools that we all have to clear those, help clear those stuck energies. Now, actually, you know, connected to that is the great right now I'm going to call it Canada truck convoy and convoy for freedom. I guess that's what they call it. But whatever's going on up there, I was listening to a Gene Decode today. I haven't listened to him for a long time, but he was with somebody else who I'd never heard of before. I guess he did it a few days ago. But it's very clear that this convoy is, I believe it's traversing routes that have been used for a type of H trafficking and CH trafficking. And it's not necessarily on those roads, but underneath in the deep undergrounds. So I think that's what he said, but I can see how this is like you know, it's breaking up stuck energies, and I'll call them, when it gets stuck, it can't vibrate, so there's no vibration. And you know, if there's no vibration, then it's got to be a low vibration, because the vibration is zero. So a lot of these things have been talked about before. And now I think we're finding out really what is, how this has been manifested. And I do recall, Tolek talking at one time about how they were, the Galactics were helping to clear out these, sort of these negative energy generators. And I don't recall exactly, it's probably on the blog somewhere, but these things were like generators, and they were there to, you know, they were there to, you know, to really poke people into, you know, conflict and various conflict. I remember him talking about that quite a while ago. And so a lot of the things that I know that several of us were doing, many of us were doing, were helping to clear out these underground energy things. And we were doing that, you know, I remember my activity at that point was from 2000 and, oh, let's see, 2000 and probably early 2008 through 2009. And so that was, you know, that was kind of my, an important role for myself, I felt. And I remember that very clearly. It was really the first time I was involved with any kind of energy, types of energy clearings. So yeah, this is still going on. Now we're reaching to a point where the physical aspects of it are now being, we'll call it, the physical 3D aspects now are being cleared. And so, you know, it takes many levels. There's many levels of this. And that, to me, is how the trucks, the trucking, the Freedom Convoy, Truck Freedom Convoy, which is in Canada now and is going to be, and other countries now are picking this up. They are also carrying the energy down into the United States. That's going to be coming here, and it's going to be, well, I don't know if that convoy is going to come down here, but whatever the deal is, this is it. You know, this is an unbelievably wonderful occurrence that's happening with this truck convoy. So so in any event, we're going to keep you know, we're going to keep moving within, moving upward, moving forward, whatever that happens to be. And a lot of things that we will do now are completely different than what we did before, but they're also, you know, things that we have to let go of the old things that we were doing, the old missions, and to kind of embrace the new mission and carry that out. So, you know, some of the things I'm doing now, there has been some actual being on location energy work. However, a lot of it is not on location. A lot of it is kind of connecting with people around in various areas of the planet to connect these higher vibrational, higher energies physically into the planet. So, you know, that's the thing that's going on, that it's a completely different role where a lot of us are finding that complete different role than we had before. So, yeah, things are happening, and I'm not even going to say whether there's going to be an EBS or a whatever. You know, people are going to say this, but people are waking up so rapidly. Who knows? There might not be a need for that EBS thing. No matter what Phil says or no matter what Utsava says, I just am kind of, you know, hanging loose with that. And just in case something would happen, yeah, every time I go out, go for a mocha or whatever, I usually stop at a store and pick up certain supplies that I like. For me, I'd have to say right now, it's very helpful to, really right now is to keep the energies, vibrations very high. Keep those vibrations high, baby. And, that to me is extremely important right now. So, that's all I'll say about that. And really, there's not too much more to say about that. But everyone here knows what their path. Everyone who's listening now knows what their path is. They know that there is a path. If you don't know exactly what form it takes, just trust the universe and ask the universe, well, what is my role right now? Could you please, am I on track? Is this correct or is this right for me right now? And you'll get that inner feeling. It's not about what somebody else says, even though that thing, what somebody else might say something that triggers that connection within. But it's like, follow the inner guidance. As I've repeatedly say, follow the higher inner guidance. And, we each have it. And it's not outside. It's not about going to a church or to a, this or a retreat. It's all within. It's all within. And so, we'll just keep on keeping on, and we'll just enjoy the journey, and enjoy what's happening to as we see. I mean, a lot of us, we do see the planet changing big time, and the awareness of people who were asleep, or once was lost, but now I once was asleep, but now I'm awake. Now, for goodness golly gee, let's get on, for goodness sake. So I think with that, we will end it, and we'll talk later. Aloha to all as we listen once again to Kaulana Nāpua. Aloha. Aloha. Na kapuana kapoe.